What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. This isn't going to be a part of the Stoic. This is not going to be a part of the Stoic episodes. Instead, I wanted to prove my point on how women just can't fucking understand or their delusion when it comes to time. They just do not fucking get it.
Husband reveals the events that could have potentially led to his divorce. No more wasting time. Let's get it.
What's up?
What's up, man?
So, March 21st, 2023. The last day that I'm going to be married today because my wife is divorcing me. I'm super depressed, as you probably can imagine. We have three children, and all under the age of 10. I love them very much. I love my family, and I wanted to make this right. My wife didn't work. I'm a blue collar contractor, and worked very hard to try to get us ahead in life. 2020 was very hard on everybody, and we had to sell our beautiful home because of some poor financial decisions that I had made. But I don't think anyone in the world anticipated COVID, and it really did a number on my finances because it was one of the worst financial years I've had since we were together. And I think that really pulled on my wife's heartstrings because she really loved that home, and so did I. And I was very sad. That home we sold, we were able to get out of my debt. I caused, I guess. And basically get a rental home, pay for it for an entire year. The following 2 years were good financially. 2021 was good. And then 2022 comes around. It was the best year I've ever had, personally. Started my own company in 21, and 2022 was the best year I've ever had. And I was able to really pull ahead, oh, very far ahead. Paid off all of our vehicles, except for one, and all the credit cards are gone, so I thought I was doing the right thing and working very hard to, honestly, what I was trying to do is buy us a house this year, 2023, and I had the capital to do so. But somewhere along the line, in late 2022, my wife gave up on me. I didn't take her out enough. I didn't plan enough outings with us, and
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? The man with the blue tie just said something very profound. What he said was, I didn't take her out enough. Now, he went from working his ass off during COVID, opening up his own business in 2021, paying off all of his debts in 2022, having enough capital to pay off his cars and almost buy a new home. Well, not almost. He said he was going to buy a new home. But she had given up on him. The roller coaster ride of stress affected her so fucking bad that she couldn't fucking hack it. She was a stay-at-home wife, and her only fucking obligation was just to fucking back this man up, help him pay, help him get ready for the day, and send his ass on the way. And he had everything paid off. None of that meant anything to her. And she had given up on him. Why? Because she didn't get to go out enough. This is what I mean by delusion. The delusion that these women have in their minds about time is a fantasy. It's a fairy tale. A lot of them fucking believe that a man should have enough time to fucking move the mountains, rearrange the planets, and still be at home while being able to do it. Every woman believes that they're dating a fucking king of some godlike fucking entity.
She got bored of me. And that's what happened.
She became like talking to a brick wall. She didn't appreciate anything I did anymore. There was no love, appreciation, or sex at all. And it was like I was talking to a brick wall for months. Started talking down to me in front of the children, and then I realized that my power was slipping away and she was trying to be the man of the house. So, In all honesty, I got extremely frustrated and I sought women out online. A few of them sent me nudies. I never went to these people or met them. They were all fake accounts and I never paid for it anyway. I know a lot of feminists have their own opinions about me, but I really don't care. The fact is, my wife was out on me for many years and I never really even knew. It's pretty sad.
All right, guys, there you go.
Bam. This guy said that his wife was out on him for many, many years. She fucking stepped out on him for years. And he never even knew about it. Why? Because he was out earning a living for his fucking family. While he was out at work, she was stepping out on him. Now check this out. See this guy? Tony Mallarino? Whatever, dude. I don't know. Fucking his name's fucking hard. Too many vowels and consonants in that motherfucker. But he says, my wife complained that our friends had a nicer house. I decided to work two jobs and bought a lovely home. She then complained that I was never home. This is the shit I'm talking about, man. The delusion that women have of being at two places at once. And yet they fucking complain when they become single moms that they cannot be at two places at once. They can't be a fucking mom and go out, you know, and make it and earn a living and then come home, do the cooking, do the cleaning, doing everything and still get enough rest to be able to go back out there and make another fucking paycheck. Every fucking single mom that I've ever dated complained about that. And they always expected me to pick up the slack in the relationship and I was just there just to get my dick sucked. Wasn't there to fucking help them. It's not my fucking obligation to help you as a fucking single mom. That's your fucking job. You were the one who decided to have those fucking kids, not me. And I see this shit time and time and time again. Of men being thrown under the fucking bus. Treated like shit. Because they're never around. And then, when they are around, they never make enough money. And then, when they do make enough money, we never have any special events, any special moments. So then, when they do have the special moments, how come we don't have a home? It's like my ex used to pull that shit on me all the time. Constantly moving the goalpost of, like, what the fuck I need to achieve. When are we going to move in together? I save up money to move in together? Oh, I don't want to move in. I just want to go out and party. I just want to go out and have fun. Well, then why the fuck are you asking me to go out and earn the money to be able to afford an apartment? At one point, I fucking laughed my ass off one night because I told her one night we were out drinking and she brought up that conversation of when are we going to move in together? And I said, never, I'm not moving in with you. And she said, what? Why not? And I said, look at what the fuck you're doing. You're spending the rent money on fucking booze. Like we can either party or we can have a home, but we can't do fucking both. And for whatever reason, you can't seem to understand that. You can't get that through your fucking head. We cannot do both. The only reason why I'm working this dead-end job is because I get to spend time with you. Do you get that? We get to work together, we get to have fun together, we get to laugh together. But we're making shit money. So at the consequence of making shit money, I get to see you every day. Which was something that I enjoyed, and I don't give a fuck what anybody else thought. And I'm like, so which is it? Do you want to be able to see me every day or do you want a fucking home? She just didn't know what to think of that. She stopped. She froze. And it wasn't until she got her business that she finally realized, like, oh, Jackie Boy was right. Jackie Boy had all the fucking answers. Huh. Maybe I should go talk to Jackie Boy about all my experiences and all the things that I have learned. And she tells me that she's grown. And she's still making the same childish decisions that she'd made. You know, just spending money for the sake of spending money, not because it was in any dire need to do so. Just because it's there. Just because she can. See, I'm the type of person that if I fucking... I'm working at a shit job, dude. With this fucking boss who... He's like a fucking idiot. He's a fucking idiot and I can't stand working with him. But I've got a debt to pay. And in order to pay that debt, I have to fucking continue working here. Now, here's the situation. My situation. Yeah, I want to get into a relationship. But check this out. I can't. Why? Because I've got an apartment. Now, this apartment that I'm paying for every month is half of my income. The other half is going towards my food, my supplements, and my my TRT. Now, I can work at every morning, 4 a.m., I get up, I do a 4-hour workout. Don't, and for those of you who are fucking thinking like I should be fucking just huge as shit, calm the fuck down. My rest periods are like 2-3 minutes long, so no, I'm not fucking huge. I take, you know, a 30-minute break between exercises in terms of if I'm going to move on from arms, then I move on to shoulders, there's going to be a 30-minute break period. Just so I can eat and get my fucking energy up. And then go do shoulders, take another 30-minute rest, and then go do back. If that makes any sense at all to you guys. But for 4 hours, from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m., I'm working out. And then I come do this, right? I do a little bit of research. I start reading some books. I kind of start planning what videos I'm gonna make. And this is just for fun. So if it's not doing these videos, it would be enjoying, you know, the comfort of having a chick around my arm. And then I take a short minute nap, and then I go to work, and then I come back, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, rinse and repeat the cycle. The only real time that I have is on the weekends. And on that time, you know, my buddy wants to start a band, which means I gotta relearn how to play fucking guitar, which is something that I swore to myself that I would never want to learn to do, because it's a useless fucking talent. It doesn't make me any money, it doesn't really do much for me. So, my buddy wants to start a band. I got some fucking guitar equipment. Now I gotta relearn how to play fucking guitar. Now I gotta invest in another hobby, which is gonna take more time, more energy, more effort. I can't have a fucking girlfriend. Because between the money that I'm spending on TRT and working out and making myself feel better about myself, paying off my debts, living on a fucking budget, on a shoestring budget, I can't do it. And if I were to get this other job that I'm looking at, it pays way better, gives me better hours, gives me better consistency, and if I have any complaints, I could just complain straight to the fucking union rather than complain to you know, this fucking owner that just doesn't want to do shit about correcting these fucking idiots that emotionally blow up at a fucking moment's notice. Any given moment, this motherfucker, like my boss, just fucking ignites emotionally. He just starts outbursts, screaming, and fucking trying to start fist fights. It's annoying. It's really fucking annoying. And I had enough. But I can't complain to anybody because that's the situation. So in order to pay back the debts that I owe, I'm fucking stuck here until I can do that. Excuse me. But that's my point. can't have a girlfriend. I've got TRT, I've got my budget for my supplements and my food, and I got my rent to pay. And even if I did have extra time, all the bills are paid, all of them. But even if I did have the extra time, now I got to negotiate that time with this girl's work schedule. Right? Whatever work schedule that would look like. There's just no time. There's only 24 hours in a day. I'm spending 6 of it knocked out. The other 4 I'm working out. The other 6 to 7 or 8 sometimes I'm working. And then those other few precious hours that I have of free time, I'm spending it learning, reading, trying to fucking pick up a new hobby, trying to do something more. There's just no fucking time in a day. For whatever reason, these girls have a fucking infinite amount of fucking energy and time to just do whatever the fuck they want. Right? Those women, like, I understand now why they look like dog shit as they get older, is because they literally sleep 4 to 5 hours. Because then they wake up, they spend the rest of the time doing their makeup in the mirror. You know, fucking getting ready for work. And then going to fucking work for 8 hours, 6 hours. And then spending the rest of the time either at home, fucking, you know, staying up late, watching TV shows, going out and partying, fucking trying to get more involved with a bunch of shit. I mean, if I took Winstrol, I think, if I increased my estrogen and took Winstrol, I think I would have the fucking energy that they do, but it doesn't work that way, dude. My testosterone won't let me. I need to fucking sleep to recover. But I just wanted to show you this, man. I wanted to show you this and give you my example of the life that I live, because all of you men out there are living the exact same fucking life right now. For those of you that are retired, good for you, man. You reached the finish line. My generation won't ever reach the finish line. We won't. Guard your heart.